This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 20 people were killed and 73 were wounded Saturday, including children, in the southeastern Ukraine city of Dnipro, where a Russian missile strike destroyed a section of a nine-story apartment building, according to the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. Infrastructure was also damaged in the Lviv and Odessa regions, as well as Kharkiv and Kyiv, by the wave of Russian missiles. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the West to supply more weapons to prevent further deaths from what he described as Russian terror, saying he thinks it can be stopped, but only on the battlefield. Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed a positive dynamic in the Ukraine offensive on Sunday after Moscow claimed victory over the frontline city of Soledar, which Kyiv has denied. Pope Francis is inviting Christians from all denominations to gather for a giant prayer service in St. Peter's Square in September, the AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The invitation to all Christians from around the world was made during Pope Francis's weekly appearance to those gathered in St. Peter's Square. He called the September 30th event a gathering of the people of God.
Il cammino per l'unità dei cristiani e il cammino di conversione sinodale della Chiesa sono legati.
The Pope says the ecumenical prayer would come a few days before the start of a month-long synod, bringing Catholic bishops from around the world to the Vatican to ponder the future direction of the Church and rejuvenate its mission. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you'd like more on this or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta Sunday morning to mark what would have been the 94th birthday of the late Martin Luther King Jr. Here's how it sounds in the church now. The service and the words from President Biden are about to begin. A small passenger plane of Yeti Airlines crashed near Pokhara International Airport in Nepal Sunday, killing at least 44 people. The twin-engine aircraft was carrying 72 people, including two infants, four crew members, and 15 foreign nationals, the airline's spokesperson said in a statement. Officials said the weather was clear at the time of the accident, and they expected to recover more bodies from the wreckage of the aircraft.
¡Vida asesina! ¡El pueblo te repudia! ¡Vida asesina!
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte declared state of emergency for 30 days in the country's capital, Lima, and the regions of Puno and Cusco starting Sunday, following weeks of violent protests that have left at least 42 people dead. Protesters took to the streets of Lima on Saturday to demonstrate against Boluarte and demand freedom for ousted leftist former president Pedro Castillo. A new World Health Organization report is shining a light on the lack of electricity to power medical facilities across the globe. Here's VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Heather Adair Rohani is acting unit head, air quality, energy, and health at the World Health Organization. She says it is critical that healthcare facilities have a reliable, always functioning electricity supply available.
Imagine going to a healthcare facility with no lights, with no opportunity to have a baby warmer functioning, to have medical devices functioning and powered at all the time. It's absolutely fundamental that we have this electricity. This is often overlooked infrastructure aspect of healthcare facilities that is desperately needed to continue to provide care to those most vulnerable populations in low and middle income countries.
The report finds more than 1 in 10 health facilities in South Asia and sub-Saharan African countries lack any electricity access. It adds power is unreliable for half of all facilities in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Taliban's ban on female aid workers is posing one of the biggest policy challenges over Afghanistan for the United States and other countries since the American military withdrawal in 2021.